Welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. What's going on, America? Everybody's having a beautiful evening. Hello, America. How's everyone doing?
Hello. I'm doing just fine. Myself?
All right.
Mental?
Doing good.
Thumbs up?
Huh?
I was saying I'm doing just fine. A mental 2 thumbs up.
There you go. There you go. All right. All right.
Yeah.
What's up? And I'm going to see how good everyone's memory is. What is today? Now, we know your birthday is 3 days away.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody else's birthday today. Somebody else's birthday today. Got to say happy birthday to the Godfather out there from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Happy birthday to Godfather.
Oh, yes.
But there's somebody else's birthday today. Whose birthday is that? We'll find out later in the show. All right. So once again, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Who all do we got with us tonight? Who we got? Okay. No, people need some coffee or what? Well,
yeah.
Me and Pride is here. So
yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where everybody else is, but can't worry about that. So what did you do today?
Today I just chilled out, you know, cleaned up. And, you know, took the guesses as they came in. people that, you know, work on my day, they came over and brought birthday gifts over. And, you know, some lunch for everybody that was over.
Okay. Now, here's the question. Did you finish your lunch? That's the question for tonight.
Yeah, I finished it.
You did? Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got to mark this down.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you finished. Ladies and gentlemen, for September 23rd, 2023, Pride and Joy finished her lunch. All right. All right. It's a good thing. That is a good thing. All right. Well, we are here. Got my guest here, Mike, press the one. And your mic will be open momentarily. He has his own show, so we want to welcome him. Actually, I've been on his show before. Cool dude. So,
okay.
We'll check in with him and see what's all going on with him.
All right.
And we go from there. My mental, 2 thumbs up, 2 paws up for Trumpet.
Okay.
He had a good day, as you all know. If you don't know, I adopted a cat August 5th. So we actually warmed up to each other on September 9th. We split the coke. I gave him the coke, and when I came in the house, he was meowing, and he ran over to me. We've been cool ever since.
Oh, okay.
So his name is Trumpet.
Trumpet.
Yeah.
So why did you choose that name?
Well, actually, I didn't choose that name. That was his born name.
Okay. Because
I actually was going to name him Six Trumpet O'Hara. Now, Six O'Hara was my last cat I had. I had a Persian cat. And when my father passed away, you know, I had to, you know, be over at the house. And My neighbor was complaining, saying that the cat was keeping her up and she couldn't sleep. So I ended up having to get rid of Six O'Hara. So in memory of Six O'Hara, I had originally named Trumpet Six O'Hara. Six Trumpet O'Hara. His middle name was going to be Trumpet. But people said that sounded crazy, so I just went ahead and just kept Trumpet.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's 2.5 years old. He's a tabby. So So if you ever remember Morris the cat, that's his color. He's like orange and multicolored.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, er. Yep. So we're gonna have a good show. I know whose birthday it is, but if I tell y'all, it ain't gonna be no fun. So I'm gonna let y'all guess whose birthday is it today.
Is it Jeezy?
Now you might know a birthday I don't know about. Might be.
It is.
It okay. Happy birthday, Jeezy. See, I didn't know that.
Me.
Okay.
Stop alert.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Jeezy.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, if you want to try to guess again, or you just want me to tell you whose birthday it is?
Yeah, just tell me.
It is Ray Charles' birthday today, so we want to say happy birthday from the 6 Eyes Video Network. Happy heavenly birthday, Mr. Ray Charles from the 6 Eyes Video Network. Happy birthday, Jeezy from the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, burr, burr.
Ray Charles.
23rd, happy birthday to Elijah. His birthday is today.
Okay.
And who else? We say Godfather.
Yeah, probably, yes.
All those individuals, happy birthday, happy birthday. And Alfonso Ribeiro's birthday was on my father's birthday, the 21st. So, once again, happy heavenly father's birthday to my father. Happy heavenly birthday, Father. Papa Six Eyes, love, miss you. And happy birthday, Alfonso Ribeiro, who celebrates a birthday on that day.
Have you seen the dancing show to see how he's doing? I know I haven't called it yet.
Dancing with the Stars? No, I haven't.
He's going to be on there.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was doing that. I didn't know he was doing that show. And somebody was talking about it, because I know he does America's Funniest Home Videos. I know he does that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know he was doing, Dancing with the Stars. But it makes sense, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you know he's a hell of a dancer.
Yeah.
Remember on Fresh Prince when he'd be tap dancing, and then, you know, he was in that Michael Jackson's Pepsi commercial.
Hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
He was real little. He was young. He was young, put it that way. But, yeah, he was in that video, commercial, Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, that was actually correct, Six Eyes. I remember that, yes. When he played, he was in Michael Jackson's video. He was real young, and he was dancing in that. Yes, that's when he was a young kid.
Uh-huh.
I think it was about at least 11 or 9 years old around that time. 11 or 12,
yeah.
Or maybe 12, because he was a little kid, but he was a pretty big one, and he was doing the little Michael Jackson dances.
Yeah, well, before we get into the show, open up Mike's mic. He's there.
I don't know if Mike is. Mike, you here? Have you
press
one
press
if you're here?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm here. If
there
you hit
go.
The one, be. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Welcome
good
to,
evening.
Welcome
everybody.
To 6 Eyes Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is my good friend Mike here. Welcome.
Thank you. And it's interesting when you're talking about birthdays because when you said that, I immediately took a look at. There's a lot of birthdays. There's Bruce Springsteen, the rock and roll artist. He turned 74.
Okay, let's run them down. Let's run them down.
Yeah, there's Bruce Springsteen. He turned 74. Let's see. And I know both of you are. Julio Iglesias, which is, if you do it in English, that means July Church. That's his name, okay? Julio Iglesias is a very popular Hispanic artist. And his son also. Actor Jason Alexander turns 64. Actor Anthony Mackie turns 45. Actor Skylar Austin turns 36. There's just so many that are here in the list that I'm looking at. And so it's a great day for a lot of individuals in the entertainment industry. that I'm looking at right now. So I just thought I wanted to share that with you guys.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, happy birthday to all the people celebrating birthdays in September. Happy birthday.
Yeah, a lot of them, a lot of them. Hold on a minute. I just saw something here that caught my eye. Lisa Ray, I think, is the same. She just turned, I think she got into her 50s, okay? I think that's what it's saying. But I'm going to leave that alone. But, yeah, a lot of great birthdays in the celebrity world.
That is great. That is great. That is great.
But thank you for inviting me on, and then I appreciate it, and look forward to the great show and topics. And, you and I talked earlier, and I shared some things that I saw and what I experienced over the past week. So maybe at some point we'll get from that.
Well, I mean, actually, you could do that right now because, I mean, that's most important over everything. You know, situations arrive, they occur, but just glad you're still here with us. So any of my people that would like to, after he says what he says, I'll go right ahead, and we'll go from there. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, thank you. Just to share, you guys, some of you guys might know who I am. My name is Michael Gay. I do a show on Blog Talk Radio just like you guys do. I have been affiliated with the J. King Network. I have been blessed to have some amazing artists on the show, amazing, from Karen White to Reggie Calloway from Midnight Star. The list goes on. I mean, and I'm just an everyday guy, but here's what happened.
You forgot about me, bro. You forgot about me over everybody. You forgot about me. I don't give a – no, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I've just been blessed to have that because I'm just an everyday guy. I'm not a recording artist. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not a celebrity. I've just been blessed to know many people over the years and have them on the show. But recently I had to put my show on hiatus because, unfortunately, I had a major fire at my residence. It was an electrical fire. And so I had to go through all that. So I'm still dealing with that. But to add insult to injury, I don't know if you guys know, you know, there's been a lot of things happening at Walmart stores. There's been fires and everything, but unfortunately there's been shootings. And just recently, last Wednesday, an individual shot and killed his ex-girlfriend and then shot himself in the store. At 7:30 in the evening, which is one of the most busiest times, there's so many customers in the store. Many people witnessed this murder-suicide.
Yeah.
And Six, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because what really got me, I didn't know about it the day it happened. The way I found out about it, I'm one of the management staff at my store.
Mm-hmm.
And the day I went to work, that morning I went to work, my immediate supervisor said, "Mike, we need you to go to this store." I said, "Okay, for what?" And that's when I was told what had occurred.
Mm-hmm.
It was such an eerie feeling the whole time, not knowing. You know, not knowing immediately, but it was just an eerie feeling for me to go over there.
Yeah.
And when I got there and saw that, of course, the store was shut down, but we had to get the store back in order.
Mm-hmm.
The store was shut down for the whole day. But the whole time, it was just eerie and it was just disturbing to me because one associate who was there that night, the ones that were there that night did not come to work or would not come to work the next evening, right? Because that's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to think about it. Even if you didn't see it happen, you heard the gunshots and you knew the people.
Yeah.
And so for me to go over there, and I'm going to make this short and sweet. Well, I'm not,
no,
I can't
no, no.
say
you
sweet.
Take all the time you need, brother. You don't got to make nothing. Take all the time you
yeah.
need.
Yeah. But what was so crazy was that where I was talking to one individual who came back, who worked that night, and he saw the aftermath. And he said, and I told him, I said, or I asked him, I said, hey, look, not to be insensitive, I said, but what department did this happen? He said, let me show you. And he walked me over to where the pharmacy area was, and he pointed out what he saw. I mean, everything. He said, her body was here, and when he shot himself, his body was here. He witnessed the whole thing. And it just blew my mind. I was like, wow. Now, to give you guys a little understanding, and if you want to, as we're on air, you can, if you haven't heard the story, you can Google it. It's there. Because the thing is, it's not just a Georgia thing. It was broadcast or shared on many news networks across the country.
Yeah.
Because anything that happens to a Walmart is national news, okay? When Walmart shuts down the store, when Walmart goes and stuff, it's national news. If you don't listen to the news or watch the news, well, then you're not paying attention to what is happening in society when it comes to mental illness.
Right, right. You know, we are.
And
we
I
are
think
a big
this had a lot to do with mental illness. Go
yeah,
ahead,
we here at the Six Hours Radio Network, we're big components of mental health check-ins. We started this back because the way I look at it, you know, the Lord blesses you and He breathes breath into your lungs to wake you up the next day. I mean, He could very well pass over you, me, you, everybody on the phone line. He could have passed us over. So I feel, if He takes the time to give us another day, we can say thank you. So once He wakes us up, it's up to us to check in with our mental and see how we're doing before we proceed to go out to the world. And we adopted the check-in on our mental health on the show. We do it on all the shows. And it helps us. It helps us because we, you know, check in, see how everybody's doing. You know, and it's like a little buddy check. And that's what we do. If you listen to Friday's show, every show, that's what happens. And it helps because, you know, it's okay not to be all right, you know. But you got to let somebody know if you're having a bad day. This is why, you know, growing up, when you and I grew up, Pride and Joy grew up, ATL grew up, this is why we are still here because our parents checked in on us. We found out how the job was going for our parents. They found out what was going on with us in school, if there was any kind of bullying, anything going on. You know, we actually checked in with our mentor. We actually sat at the table and ate. Nowadays, this generation, people eating in one part of the house. One's upstairs, one's downstairs, one's in this room, one's in that room. They're not conversating.
Yep.
They're texting between
Hey, you know what it says? One is on the cell phone, texting and this and the other. But you know what I learned, what I've learned, to be honest, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to, you know, stop you from what you're sharing, but people don't communicate the most respectful way of where I was always taught when you make eye contact, respond. Say hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And what I found is that because I am a manager for the company I work for.
Right.
And that's one thing during my training, you know, though, you know, there's a lot of different things in training with any company, as you all well know. But the key thing I got out of it is responding and acknowledging a person or letting them know, you know, because there's folks that will walk past you every day that you work with and won't say a damn word every day.
Right.
But if you come in with a good attitude and you say, good morning, how you doing? It changes their whole thought process of their entire day, because
right.
you are recognizing them. I've had
yeah.
many individuals that I work with, many customers, and I make it a point. I say hello, good morning. I don't care if I say it two or three times. If you walk past me two or three times, I'm going to say, how you doing? We
right.
do not greet each other anymore. We look at each other in the eye and just keep walking.
Yeah, and the thing
and
about
so
it, it don't cost a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It don't cost – nice is free. It don't cost a thing to be nice. It doesn't cost you a thing to say hello to somebody.
Correct.
Because like you
exactly.
said, it can change somebody's day. They could be thinking about killing themselves.
All
anything. You don't know it. You know, it could turn it around, you know. You turn
yep.
that frown
yep.
upside down to a smile, you know.
Yeah, and I've seen it, bro. I've seen folks where I say, hey, how you doing? Good morning. And they look at me in shock, like, wow, someone said good morning? And they look at me and be like, well, good morning to you, too. And some
right.
have said, you know, I've never been greeted. The
yeah.
simplest things, the simplest
yeah.
things can change.
That's all it takes. Yeah,
a
that's
person,
all it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello. How are you? But we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. We're
too busy with our cell phones and texting and all that type of crap. And then text can be taken out of context of what you text because people are reading
uh-huh.
it in a negative way, you know.
Right.
But the spoken word, the spoken of saying just the simplest thing as I just said, can really touch a person and change their whole day.
I agree. And right now you're enjoying the 6 Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with 6 Eyes, ATL, and the crew. Got my boy Mike with us. So we are here, phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Did you let us know how your mental is doing? How is your mental this evening?
Who are you speaking with? Are you asking me or someone else on the board? I'm sorry. Six, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I said,
how is
your mental doing? I said, how is your mental doing this evening? I mean, despite what you're, you know, how are you overall?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Mentally, well, as I shared, you know, my house burnt down.
Right. Right.
I lost just about everything, but mentally I'm fine, you know, because the thing is that where I have to look at where, well, material things aren't everything. I was able to salvage some things, but, you know, mentally I'm fine because, you know, when you go through something like that, you know, it's definitely a shock, right? It has to
right.
be, but you have to look at where, you know, you can get through this. You have to. Because if you
uh-huh.
don't, then all you're going to do is just, you're going to whine and you're going to get the devil his due. You're going
right.
to let him win, you know, and I refuse to do that because I didn't build my own network to fail.
Right.
I didn't do that.
And you're not going to fail. Yeah. You're
no,
not going
right.
to fail.
Exactly. I didn't, you know, because to be honest with you guys, and no disrespect, you know, I had just booked two new shows just prior to this happening, and
mm-hmm.
two new shows, and they're understandable. You know, some folks would be like, well, damn, you know, you had this happen, and now I done joined you, and blah, blah, blah. I don't get
no,
that.
Well,
type of
I mean, an insensitive person would have that response, but a knowing person knowing something that was not even in your control, you was at work when this happened. So
exactly, yeah, I was, and it was
an
electrical fire. Just to let
yeah.
this know, it wasn't like someone left something on the stove and all that type of shit that folks might think. No, it was something
right.
that happened with. You know, the property and the owner of it that just didn't do their job and everything. But long story short, no, I'm hanging in here. You know, all I have to do is just pray about it and move forward. But I just want let folks know that, you know, there are certain simple things you can do every day that you wake up and walk out into this world. Just be kind to people. Just greet folks, and you will be surprised of what it will, how it will affect them, and not just them, but even you.
Right.
That you're doing your best to just be kind to, you know, your fellow man. That's all. You know.
Right.
I'm learning this more and more, and I'm just thankful that God has blessed me to still be here, because had I been there and been asleep, you probably wouldn't be talking to me.
That's the point I'm trying to make. So when I asked you how you were, I wasn't being insensitive of the situation of your fire. I'm saying overall, no material things can be replaced. You can't replace you. So that's what I asked from that perspective of how you were.
You hit it right. You hit it right. I was able to salvage a few things. Thank God I was able to salvage, you know, my laptops and my computers. They didn't burn up in the fire because of their location or thing, but I'm cleaning them up. And as I said to my co-host, that, you know, we're going to be on hiatus until November, until I get everything back in order, you know, because I'm not going to give up on my journey, right?
I'm gonna tell you this. You can always we got a second station that we launched, so you always can have a Saturday. I can always give you a Saturday. That's not a problem. Because I don't want to hold you up. So you can always have a Saturday, and your shows are your shows. So you can always I can give you my Saturdays, and you can go from there.
Well, we could talk about it, but I truly appreciate the offer and everything, you know. But I'm just saying on your show right now to the listeners is that where, you know, certain things can happen that you do not see coming. But you have to be prepared to, you know, look at life goes on, you know. I never saw this coming. I was more concerned because where my house was is that where – it's on a hill, and it had a lot of big trees around it, right? And some of the branches would fall from time to time. The neighbor's house, they had almost half a tree fall on their garage because based on, you know, with all these storms and everything, and keep in mind that certain trees have weak bases and everything, and they will fall after the storm. Don't have to be during the storm, but weeks later, those trees can fall. Because they don't have good rootings, you know what I'm saying? So, and do the research on it. But the thing is that was my main concern. Fire was not. Fire was the least out of my mind.
Right.
Weather was the most important thing that I was worried about. But you see what happened. So, don't think it, and don't be in fear of it now. I'm not trying to make you scared. Just be aware. Just be aware. Pay attention.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's all you can do.
That's right.
And be prepared if it does happen.
Well, I know things get a little tight from time to time, so you got a Cash App where somebody, you know, they can, you know, show you some support in this situation?
I'm not really... And I appreciate you saying that. I do have a Cash App, but I'm not a what is the other one that obviously, you know, I don't really get involved in all that, but the other one from Facebook, which is set up there. But, yeah, I do have a Cash App. You know, I will appreciate any donations possible. And, you know, because
GoFundMe.
It's going to be a donation. Yeah, I don't have a GoFundMe, and everybody says, get a GoFundMe. I'm just not a GoFundMe guy. I'm more of a, hey, look, if you got a dollar, fine. Send me a dollar. Every penny counts, you know. So if you feel that you could do that, I don't want to set up a GoFundMe account. I have some folks that have helped out as much as they can, but the journey is going to be for a good month. there's a lot of stuff I have to deal with. So, but as far as my Cash App, it's $ MSG19, which is my initials, but it's $MSG19. So, you know, spend a dollar if you can. I truly would appreciate it. It definitely will help me out. You know, I'm a very, I'm the type of guy that likes to just do everything on my own. But I realize I can't do it without help.
Sometimes everybody needs help. That's a problem with America. No man or woman is an island to him or herself. Everybody needs help. So I want you to just stop that right now and accept and take the help, okay? And we're going to move on with the show. Yeah, we're going to move on with the show.
Let's
pride and joy. Yes. Are you ready with our entertainment news?
Yes.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here is our entertainment news with Pride and Joy here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello to everyone out there.
You got something to say, ATL?
Yeah, I wanted to get the music going. Hold on.
Yeah, we got to get our music together.
Okay. And here we go.
And here's our entertainment news coming up next.
On the 6-5 Radio Network.
All right. You got a future here. All right.
Well, you know, you got to fill up dead space.
Yes. Waiting for that music.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Hello.
All right.
Entertainment news with Pride and Joy. Take it away, Pride and Joy.
Hello, hello to everyone out there. Today we're going to be taking it down to Jeezy Extreme Wife. Okay, we know we had a little news last week, but it continues of this week coming out with some cheating rumors. Some cheating rumors that his wife was messing around with Mario Lopez. Is who they're saying that she was messing around with. But she continues to give support to Jeezy for his book. You know, his second book came out now. So she's giving him for that.
Mario Lopez Slater from Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell. Yes.
Wow. It's all right because I'm saved by the bell. Wow.
So Jeezy still wants a divorce, but she don't want to, you know, she don't want to get a divorce. So they're going back and forth with this thing again because Jeezy, he does want a, you know, divorce, but she want him, you know, them to try to work it out. So right now they're, you know, trying to see what they can do with things. But again, Jeezy already said that he's kind of done with it since the cheating rumors has came out.
Well,
she needed to like say anything. Huh?
Well, she needs to go work it out with Miss Lopez. She need to go get with him then. That's that. Because it's over with Jeezy. She might as well go talk to Lopez then. If that is the case. If that's a rumor.
Yo, what up? Hey, what's up, Jeezy? How you doing? Nah. Huh?
Saved by the Bell star, right?
Saved by the Bell. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to back. Okay. I don't want to back. So, Mario Slater can have a man. Slater can have a AC Slater can have a. I don't want a man.
So Anita Ward. What was her hit song? What was the title of her hit song?
Ring my bell.
Remember her?
Ring my bell.
Okay. Saved by the Bell. Ring my bell. Honestly,
well, that's exactly
the bell
what he's been doing, ringing that bell. That's why he's late for class.
Exactly.
Gigi, you going to hang out for the show? She can have her, man. I don't want her. He can have her. I don't want her, man. Okay, all right. All right, calm down. Calm down. Don't yell. All right, yeah, go ahead and finish the story, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish the story. I don't want her. Okay, all right.
Well, that is kind of like the end of that story because, like I said, GC is not really trying to hear it, but she's wanting him to, you know, take a little time, think about they only been married, you know, a little while, so they really haven't got to know each other like they should know each other. And then
right.
She wanted to keep the family together. She said she wants her family to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity relationships are always interesting, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. They always are.
So Martha, we asked the question last week.
Mm-hmm.
$10 million. $10 million. Now, yeah, I can. Yeah, I want my parents' menu. I'll give y'all my parents' wedding menu. My parents were married 55 years. Mom and Papa Sixers were married for 55 years. Their
mm-hmm.
menu was fried chicken, fish, spaghetti, coleslaw, potato salad, string beans, cake, liquor, champagne, and beer. 55 years, married, happy. Jeezy, $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And they're divorced after, what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now which menu would you rather have? My parents, Mom and Papa Six Eyes menu, or Jeezy's menu?
I'll go with your parents.
I guess I'd rather have your mama's menu than Jeezy. $10 million and to be in 2 years, that kind of money gone?
What can possibly cost $10 million? $10 million.
$10 million.
But then you have to look at this, too. Look at the menu you said that your parents had compared to the menu that they would want to have every day. You understand my question? What
yeah.
were they eating?
Yeah, that menu is nasty that they had every day, yeah.
Lobster and crab, all this other stuff. Oh, no, I can't eat mm-hmm. it here in California. I got to get on the yacht and go over here and that the other, eat it in that certain
caviar.
Area.
Probably was eating caviar.
Yeah.
Caviar, yep. Fish egg.
Now, I've never tried caviar. But I hear this caviar gets up into the hundreds of dollars.
Well, some is the thousands. Depending on the portion and where it comes from.
You're right. It is. You know. It gets up there in thousands. I'll be around our restaurants myself yesterday. Caviar can get up there. I mean, it depends on who's fixing it. Where you getting it from, how you getting
mm-hmm.
it. A lot of it, some of it, they're paying for. Let me keep it 100 with y'all. Some of it's not even actually caviar. It's fake. So a lot of people just pay for stuff because they just hear a name for it. So it's there is. But what that whole thing, that wedding cost $10 million to do versus what you looked at, less than 2 years, that they're already finding a way out, that's just interesting. I mean, money's not everything, but whoa, man. Couldn't they just did a simple wedding and it probably wouldn't have been so painful now. So when you look at it, you look at the overall. So the thing is, old girl wants to stay with Jesus because Jesus is the one that's more or less more stable in finances. And she feels that whatever went on, it could be fixed. But if you're not best friends and y'all having issues with each other, sometimes you have to make that decision. I'll say this in this day and time. Most young people now and older people now in this time, mostly find a way to get themselves out of relationships for some reason because they feel that they've grown apart or they feel that they can do these things on their own and they can just be more friends and be more separate on a level. I think that's now what society has pushed so well now that you don't have to be in partners. And most partners that do join, they join only because of financially. I just listened to a big millionaire say something very important for women, men and women. When you marry, do not take your finance and joint your finances. Make you a third account. Keep your finances in your situation. Male, keep your finance in your situation. And then make a third account to put stuff into for the relationship.
Hello.
Hello. That's where it needs to be at. And see, this is why this is why the divorce rate is so high, because once everyone gets together, they combine their resources together, and that's where all this chaos going.
And you know what? That's a good thing that you said, because my father, who's deceased, unfortunately, and my stepmom's still living, but they did have a joint account and separate accounts. And some people say, well, what's mine is mine, is what's yours is yours, is all of ours, and this and the other, and what's yours is mine. No, you should have a separate account, the woman and the man, and a joint account. I believe in that. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Because you should, I mean, if you both are making decent amount of money, and as long as you're investing into the home, you should have an account of where it's your personal money and you do what you want to do with that. Because technically, depending on what you use in your personal account, it's going to be in the home. You decide to buy a television? Okay, it's going to be in that house. You ain't buying it for nobody else. Does that make sense? That where, you know, if you're going to invest in it to anything that goes into the home out of your personal account, it's part of the home. Granted, lights, water, gas, all that has to be paid. That's in the joint account. And I tried that one time in a relationship, and the individual wasn't happy about it. They wanted, you know, separate accounts and this and that. I'm like, no, we should have separate and joint. And I believe having a joint account is that where you know your responsibility is to put a certain amount of money into that joint account so that the things that deal with the house are met. Does that make sense to anybody here that's on the board or not?
It does make sense.
Sorry? I didn't hear it clearly. I didn't hear you clearly. What did you say? No, I said I didn't hear you clearly. Can you repeat that again?
I was saying that it makes sense to me. It makes sense to me.
Right.
That's what I was saying.
Because when, as a woman, you want to pay money for, you know, your clothing, your makeup, your, you know, all that and the other. A man wants to have his money to do this and the other. He shouldn't have to get permission from the woman to do this, and the woman should not have permission to do that with just, you know, one account. You should have your separate fund money or whatever you want to do.
Right.
You should be able to have that separate account for whatever you want to do. Now, keep in mind now, the joint account, you've got to have that money in there for what is necessary for the house and the bills.
Right.
But your personal account is your personal account for what you want to do.
Right.
Some folks will say, well, what about going on vacations? Oh, okay, that's a good question. So what you saved up in your personal account as a man, and she saved up in her personal account as a woman, you all can say, hey, you know what? Let's take a vacation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's budget this out. Well, I got my account. You got yours. Then we can put that together because we're going to spend it together. Right?
Right.
To enjoy a vacation. See, the house is priority. There's no getting around bills and mortgage and whatever you have to deal with. That's priority. You have to do you have to do that. So I believe that we're, you know, yes. Joint account, separate accounts. See how that works. Because it's all going to come together at some point.
There's
some folks don't look at it that way.
Have anything they want to say on that?
Yeah, I have something to say on it. I do. This is DJ TL and Styles. And I think that that makes more sense for, and like I said, even for other things, let's say the gentleman wants to buy a TV and he wants a wife, now the wife can take in some and they can do with the third account. It opens up a lot of things so they don't be so much pressure where, you know, oh God, look, you know what? I just looked in my account, in our account, and now there's $10,000. I will say, let's say mostly these TVs, $5,000, $6,000 is out of there. But if they're together, they work together to get these things, it makes it a lot different with that third account. That third account takes care of a lot of things, and it makes it more so it's not so much a frustrating where they feel that that money is just going out just because someone says, okay, I got this account, I'm just going to get it out. Now it has to be approved for the third account. So I think that's
I have to share something.
Thing. Sorry, guys. Right. Driver just trying to get over here. All right.
I have to share
yeah,
something real quick about that you just said. Is that what's so funny is that where, okay, my stepmom was getting mad at my dad for buying certain things, right? He mm-hmm. bought a microwave, okay, one of the under the counter type ones that you mount underneath the cabinet and everything. She's like, why you buy that for? And he said, because we need a microwave. They didn't have one. I installed it, right? And she used that damn thing. The moment it got in there, she used the hell out of that damn thing, right? Okay. She didn't mm-hmm. want it, but she used the hell out of it. Then mm-hmm. when the microwaves became over the stove top, and right. My dad, he said, I want to get a new microwave, son. I said, well, you can get one. He said, yeah, but she's going to be mad. I'm like, damn it, she's mad. Is it her money or your money? It's me. I want to buy it. So he bought one that goes over the stove with the vent, everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to pay Home Depot $150 to install it. I said, Dad, no, I can put that in, right? I installed it.
Mm-hmm.
She bitched about that. But guess what? She used the hell out of it once she saw it and what it could do.
Wow. Hmm.
But that came out of his account. See what I'm saying?
Right.
He mm-hmm. took his money and used it not out of the joint account, but out of his account to make something yeah. convenient for him and her at the same damn time.
That
and
was
she
nice
used
of
it
him.
More than him.
That was nice. And y'all didn't talk GZ up. He's in the studio now. Y'all didn't talk him up.
Mike, I'm going to tell you, Mingo, I'm glad you brought that. That's where I was going. And, again, it goes to both sides of the story because the man can be frustrated, woman can be frustrated, and a lot of times that comes because a lot of times, sometimes they might have plans to do something different with the money, and now they spent this on this money. Which,
right.
Like you said, using all of this stuff we're talking about, it's not like it's just sitting somewhere. It's using the TV is being used, you know, the big TV in the big room. Mom, the wife is mad about him buying the big TV. But guess what? She's having baby showers and stuff, and they watching all their Oprahs, all their soap operas on it.
Right.
So it's like a two-way double street that I tell you. That's why I said the joint account stops a lot of that because now it's both of them working together. So now they say, hey, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go in this account now, the third account, to get this out. And now they say, okay, well, I'm going to put this in, you're going to put this in, and we're going to try to get this out so both of us, because we really do need this. And it'd be more of a better, because communication is the big key in relationships. And I think that helps starts the communication so the communication can go well in the relationship. Because that's the main problem with all these relationships. They don't have good communication skills at all going on. And sometimes they just try to do things on their own because there's not nothing to bring them to communicate. That brings you to communicate. When you got a third account, it makes because now you're saying, okay, well, I got to go on the third account. I'm going to let her know I got to go on the third account because I got to pay a bill. You know what I'm saying? Now it makes sense. Hey, I got to pay this power bill because if the lights is off, you ain't going to be able to do what you got to do. So we got to work this out, right?
Ooh,
so it kind of works two ways. Or you can go, like I said, go in your own personal account. But if you ain't got, because like I said, both accounts are going to be whatever. But I believe that the way it works, you have to have it together, not have a joint, but have it to where it's a third-party party so we can get that stuff worked out. Then over time, I think once you get older and older, you might be able to understand each other, and then y'all be able to have those streak out. Because right now, I think at the early ages, I think you're just going to do a lot of fighting because people are still trying to figure out who you are and what you are, and they're still trying to find out who they are, and they find out the person they're actually moving in with and being with for the rest of their life.
Right.
Trying to be, let's say that, trying to be with for the rest of their life, because, like I said, again, there's always going to be challenges about relationships. I think women itself, men itself, will find out, hey, wait a minute, hold on. You know, I'd be better off single. But I will say this, and this is something that I had to learn, and I think mostly we're brought up six eyes, and I think all of us, including you, Mike, that you do want to have someone, because once you get older, you still need that extra hand, that extra help, because there's going to be meds, there's going to be things you have to have in your life to help push you along, because you're not going to be able to. So I think those things are very important for relationships, but you got to have the right person. You don't want to have somebody that you have a relationship with that you know going to actually have mess you up.
Very
I got to get in. Yeah.
And not to take away from what the young lady was sharing, the entertainment news, but it's interesting because these are individuals who make more money than all of us put together, right?
Right.
They make more money individually than all of us put together when you're talking about people in the entertainment industry. They really do. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
And now they're having financial issues. So what is it that they're trying to achieve together or apart? I mean, they got together, and they can't even get their finances right, and they all making millions, hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars. What is it that you are paying for? What is it that you're trying to achieve? It boggles my mind. So I'm just going to put myself on mute and listen.
Excuse me. Can you all be quiet so I can hear my son for my birthday, please? Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they playing my song. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're taking me back to a Cosby show at that point, you know. I'm thinking of a Cosby show.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Thank you, Six Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Hey, Six Guys, we doing great. I got a song I want to play for you guys, man. It's from a guy called October London. He's out of California. He's actually Snoop Dogg's artist. He did a song, and I really want to – I have it in the queue right now. I want to play it live on the air. It's actually featuring Marvin Gaye. And I want y'all to tell me what y'all think of it. Yes. And I you probably even know about my brother Mike.
I'm very familiar with this. I know Marvin's sister, okay, and had a conversation. I'm trying to get him to come on the show, but yeah, there's a lot of things said about this. In fact, he was introduced by Snoop Dogg. The guy has a beautiful voice. He really does.
Yeah, he does.
And if you guys get a chance to listen to him, but go ahead and play it, and let's hear what everybody thinks about it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. And you know, my godfather was Harvey Scales, if you knew who Harvey Scales was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Anna, and I know the family. When Marvin died, I was living in L.A. at the time. In fact, the Gay family lived just down the street from my mom's house. My mom lived on Adams Boulevard. The Gay family lived down, what was the name of the street? It'll hit me. But I remember going over there and seeing the thousands of people, literally, not hundreds, thousands of folks up and down the street playing all of Marvin's songs and the taps. But the individual that you're talking about, he has a beautiful voice, and but the thing is that the problem that some of the Gay family has is that, where they say the resurrection of Marvin. I think that was a bad choice of words, me personally, and many other individuals. And then when you listen to his album, and check out his whole album, it's available.
I have.
He does sound just like Marvin on some songs, but then other songs, he has a different tone, a different voice.
Yeah.
But the
same I don't think, to me, this is DJ ATL, I don't think he's really a fully reservation of Marvin Gaye, because you could also say the same thing about Raheem Devon. A lot of people say that, comparing to him to two. I just think that this is my take on it. I think they do rehabilitate to him to say, because Marvin Gaye is really one of the biggest icons of the industry when you talk about male vocalists and for his imagery. Most all young urban young kids that grew up.
Right.
Yeah, he is the biggest. And when people say,
Six Eyes, play some Marvin Gaye. Somebody get it together. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You're going to have to wait, youngster. You're going to have to wait.
Y'all want me to go? What y'all want? Yeah, okay. All right, we got you.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to wait. Here's what's going on. Oh, yeah. You bring the weapons here today.
Ooh, that might be a little bit
thank you. Let me go ahead and play this song right now. Let's get it on. Let me get this one on, Mr. October.
This damn song fade out. All right.
Is it played
out?
All right.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. I'm starving, man. Yeah.
All right. So we getting ready to hear this embodiment song. Y'all tell me what y'all think about it. I know Mike already knows a lot about it, so we'll go ahead and play it. And here we go.
Looking at you all night. So many miles away. Ooh, heaven knows.
Okay, so go ahead. But I want to tell you guys a misunderstanding and a misconception about that whole thing. When you hear that, and I'm gonna explain this kind of briefly. When you hear the opening of that, everybody thinks about Distant Lover, right? Am I right? Can you hear me? Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah, what's good?
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Distant Lover. Yeah.
Okay, so,
that is, like I
right,
said, that's
about Distant Lover. But here's the thing that people don't realize. There's two versions of Distant Lover. There's the live and the studio version. Distant Lover, the studio one, did not open with that first horn line. Marvin goes straight into Distant Lover on the original track. But now when you hear that, dun, 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 that's not the original. What that is, that's from the Trouble Man soundtrack of the movie Trouble
yeah.
Man. He even tells you that before he sings Distant Lover. He changes it up. A lot of folks
that's
think
right.
that is actually the whole song. It's not. He put that in there and switched it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I want to know.
Technically, go ahead.
So what I want to know, that sounds like a mashup. And where did you get the clearance to clear the sample?
It depends on who owns the. Now, that's a good question. Who owns the copyrights? Because like I said, I know Marvin's sister. She's
uh-huh.
been on shows. She's been shared and everything. And been trying to get her on the show, but she's been doing a lot of things. But the thing is that where it depends on who owns the rights.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, as you guys know, artists don't own their masters. They don't own the rights to all the tools. You know, that's always been an issue for decades. You know, from Michael Jackson to Prince, you just name it, you know. So he has permission to use that clip from not Distant Lover. So that's not, he didn't use Distant Lover. He used a track from the Trouble Man soundtrack.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if you go back and you go and look, you can Google it. You can go back and you can YouTube. I mean, you go on YouTube and pull up the Trouble Man soundtrack and hear that song. It's a totally different song. Marvin tells you that in the live recording he did in London. You may understand or hear, you may, I forgot how he says it. It's from a Trouble Man soundtrack, you know, when he's talking and you know,
yeah.
and it's doing that whole, and all of a sudden it changes up, right? It goes, Distant Lover. See, two different songs, but we all think it's that one song. Mm-mm. Marvin was a master.
You know what we do, Mike? We bring people up. We got Marvin dug up. We got Ray Charles dug up. Who you want to dig up? Who you want to hear? We dig people
who
up.
Who do I want to?
Michael Jackson up.
Michael Jackson.
Dig Mike up?
Y'all can dig up Mike. But you got to dig up something that's really interesting, really different, not just the normal that you hear every day in stores. Something that's like, wow.
Okay, I got one for you. Mike, you up next to get dug up. Pride and Joy, you want to dig up Teddy Pendergrass? Who you want to dig up?
Hey, well, they're going to be picking them all up, to be honest with you. They're going to be picking them all up, because, I mean, that's basically what this music that came out to be. They they're going to get them all up. So we going after they lay down a rest, we're going to be getting them back up, females and all, because the basement music industry is paying all legendary music.
Y'all talking about my damn song.
Mike, I'm sorry, guys. I definitely got to ask Mike this question. I think it's very
This is Marvin Gaye talking. Do I sound like Micah Jackson to you? All right, so we got Marvin dug up. Marvin sit on the couch. All right, who else we digging up? Who we digging up? Y'all giving me a tribute tonight or something? I don't know, Marvin. I don't know.
Now, when you say digging up, we're talking about artists that are deceased or just old school.
Yeah.
But if they're deceased, could I dig up?
We dig them up.
Oh, my goodness.
We dig up around here.
So many are running through my mind. You could dig up a Prince if you want to. But if you want to go back in time.
You could dig up
a Prince track.
Hold on.
Don't forget Nat King Cole.
We dig him up too. We're digging up everybody tonight. Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking in with Six Eyes ATL and the crew and my homeboy Mike. We digging up. We about to dig up Prince.
You have to purify your body in Lake Minnetonka. Hold on. We about to dig Prince.
Hey, Six Eyes. This is DJ ATL. I got a question for Mike because I was listening to this. I know a lot about the PPI, and I know a lot about this copyright infringement and stuff. I know, that's my kind of thing too. I know a lot about it. But wouldn't this situation with October London doing a song like this help Marvin Gaye, because it'll let people get more forgiveness for your generation?
I'm singing to all the ladies out here. Guys, shut up. My God, done.
I think he was asking me a question, if you don't mind. I was trying to hear what his question was. You said about you were asking about the copyright infringement.
Yeah, but what I was trying to say on top of it, which I thought was very interesting, I was listening to it, and I was wondering what Marvin Gaye's sister, and I know Harvey, when he was alive, my godfather talked to him plenty of times on phone with Marvin Gaye.
Are you guys talking about Prince's plan? Are you guys talking
about I know the whole big thing when Rail sampled their song, was sampling all his music. Every song that I heard, I could hear Marvin Gaye do Pharrell songs. So, I was surprised that happened to Pharrell the way it went down, because I knew that basically what he was listening to is something that they have recorded into a system that Yamaha and all of them, they take our music and they reproduce this music from that era and put it into the equipment now for these guys. So these guys, it's not their fault, but that's the common thing that happens with these artists that they end up doing with. They end up doing music that's all going to be infringement.
I'm trying to answer what you asked me about that. You know, industry, it's really interesting about how copyright or infringement. You said that infringement on the song. It depends who owns it. Bunny DeBarge, you know who she is, right? From the DeBarge family, the only female in the whole damn group. Okay, Bunny's a dear friend of mine. I talked to her last week. Do you realize she wrote a song called "A Dream" and it had been sampled damn near 10 times, and the artists have made tons of money off the single, and she don't get a dime. Do y'all realize that shit? She don't get a dime. She wrote it, but she does not have control of that song. You follow me?
I missed it. What
were
the artists
we were
talking about?
One
song again?
Yeah, I just got to tell you, for y'all to shut the hell up while a song is playing.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that was playing. But bring it closer to the mic so we can hear it clear.
Line 6 International. Remember, next time when the song is singing and playing, no talking, doing the music while the music is playing, or you'll be kicked off the flight.
Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. Y'all talking while Prince is playing. I got all these texts from these women asking why y'all talking while Prince is playing. Got a text from Esther Rowe. She wanna know why y'all was talking. Got a text from Shirley Hemphill. God, Moms Mabley. Come on, y'all. All right. Who else y'all wanna dig up?
First, may I ask a question of Mike? Hey, Mike, got a question for you. You said you used to work for Walmart. Are you still working for them?
Yes, I'm a manager for Walmart.
Okay. Well, the thing is, Six will let you know that I'm also, I am one of the hosts here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. I do a show that deals with disabilities and that, and I've had some real good questions that I'd like to ask. I've always been meaning to ask of somebody like a manager or something of Walmart, and since you're one of them, would you be willing to do an interview with me on my show?
Depending on what your questions are.
Well, they're just basically things about accessibility issues, disability issues, that kind of thing.
Well, Six can give you my information, and we can talk about it and see what you actually want to talk about. You know, I'm not into trying to get myself fired.
No. I don't think it'd be anything like that. They're just basic questions that, you know, I think that you can answer that would definitely, you know, help people that have disabilities know a little bit more about Walmart and how their accessibility rules are, that kind of thing.
Oh, as far as customers go, and
right.
You know what Walmart's policies and procedures are. Yeah, I don't have a problem with sharing that based on the fact that, you know, I have to share with you what I know, and that should be open to the public.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this: when you do interview him, I found my trips to Walmart to be very enjoyable. You actually can get a personal shopper to shop with you. They'll go down each aisle. They'll select what you want. And
correct.
It's been a good experience every time I've gone.
Yeah, see, something like that is what I want to talk about on the show, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I want to talk about you. I also want to get into a little bit about your delivery program, because I know that also is a big help to those with disabilities, that kind of thing.
Correct. Okay, yeah. I'm definitely
See, it's stuff like that
that
I want to talk about. It's nothing that
I think will cause
you any kind of problem or anything like that. It's stuff like what I just described.
Okay. I have no problems with that. I'm more than open to hear what you have to say and what can be more convenient for a person with disabilities, and I can share that with not just my store but with corporate, because also thing is that, you know, being in management and just being an associate, you do have an open line, and I can text and send to corporate or send to my immediate manager the concerns of the buying public, and hopefully they will address it. And coming from you, you know, and everything, you know, hopefully that will be something that will be interesting to talk about on yours, you know, when we discuss it. Yeah, I have no problems. So, yeah,
right.
Contact.
Okay, so I'll get a hold of Six, get the contact information, and then we'll set up a date, okay?
Okay, yeah, sure thing.
All
so
righty.
Who are we digging up next, Six? Who are we digging up next? We did print.
Hey, why don't we dig up a little Red Sylvain? There's a song that I'd like you all to comment on. It's called Little Family Soldier by Red Sylvain.
Six?
Six, you still there? Six. Okay,
Six,
we'll
are you
probably,
still here?
I don't know if he's still around. But we definitely need to pull that up. We definitely. I do want to, since that question I asked you,
I
think it's very important that
I'm right here.
That a lot of times.
They go Six right there.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Several went long enough, we couldn't dig him up. Would you like me to dig up Jim Neighbors for you? I can dig him up.
Jim Neighbors? You mean Gomer Pyle?
Golly! I haven't been Hey, how you doing, Gomer? Surprise, surprise! Yeah, he's woke. Y'all wanna... You know,
surprise.
Well, Pride and Joy, since your birthday is coming up, he wants to sing this song for you. Hold on.
Oh.
It is. Get some water now.
I'll tell you who you could dig up. Yeah.
You hear me, Six?
I have to sing for her real quick, and then we'll dig somebody else up. Thank you. Happy birthday, Pride and Joy. About 2 days early, but happy birthday from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Golly!
Yes, I appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Pride and Joy.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Golly! Can I sing my song, please? Go ahead. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jim Neighbors, everything beautiful. Special happy birthday to Pride and Joy, Six Eyes Gone Country. Yee-haw! Happy birthday, Pride and Joy, Six Eyes Radio Network.
I know.
Did anybody find that Red Sovine little family soldier?
My who?
Nah, show it wasn't long enough.
I noticed nobody wanted to dig up Whitney Houston. I didn't hear no dig up that. Someone mentioned Teddy Pendergrass. But you know,
they're digging up Whitney Houston too. I got some songs with that they have redone.
Y'all,
yes, they have.
To dig up Whitney?
Yeah, they're digging up Whitney.
Ashley Six, I would like to dig up Bobby Caldwell. Hello,
yeah. Let's dig up Bobby Caldwell.
That would be a good one right there. That's a but he just died, so they definitely. But you know what? They are digging. They were digging him up while he was alive, so they definitely still be digging him up. Matter of fact, I got a sample right now that someone just got this done about a month ago with him since he passed. So I'll say they dig. But I'm gonna get back to Mike. I gotta ask you this. This is serious. This is to you and to the sister.
After the song.
Okay.
Hello.
Digging them up here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Who you want dug up, let us know. 424-243-9617. We're digging them up tonight.
Man, that's a classic. That's a classic.
And we got some people still on Earth right now. Six Eyes Radio Network. The best in online radio. Six Eyes Radio Network.
Six Radio Network. Now he and they are still on Earth. All of the function is still on Earth. And Proof of the Shaka Khan is still on Earth. So y'all think who y'all want to dig up after this? Six Eyes Radio Network. Mike, you got that mic.
Can I share something real quick since you played that?
Absolutely.
I met John Brown, and he's a great guy. Did you know he's a certified airline pilot? So
what?
I don't know what the chances are. Yeah, he is actually an airline pilot. Look it up.
Wow.
He is a certified airline pilot. He shared that with me when we were talking, and I looked it up, and I was like, yeah, he got his wings. Little unknown fact.
Wow.
And still performs.
Who you want to dig up? Who you want to dig up?
Okay, six. Well, this is good. I want to go ahead and ask that question from.
I
want to go ahead and do two questions.
You can dig up Tina Turner. You can dig up. Now, if you're talking about people who passed away. Tina Turner is one. Who else? I'm trying to think of some other individuals. Hold on, I just got this one. Let's go away. Let's bring up Frankie Lyon, teenagers. Why do teens fall in love?
Hello, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
All right. Anybody you want to dig up?
Who, the Six Eyes?
Yes.
Six Angel, how you doing?
Lark? Angel Lark?
Angel. Angel
hey,
from Milwaukee, something from Memphis. I'm good. How you been?
I've been hanging in there. How have you been doing?
I've been doing good. I'm trying to stay positive and, you know, keep the vibe going on and, you know, the energy and, you know, people, like, have, like, different type of upper options, you know, like, different stuff. Like, one of my cousins that's from here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I mean, my hometown, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he moved from my city to Arizona, and he found out that he had cancer, but the cancer was going through his stomach, and he didn't know what was going on. He didn't, you know, he never experienced nothing with, like, radiation and chemotherapy and stuff like that. So he like in a band, and his fiance, she's to be on American Idol. Her name is Ivy something, whatever. But they came here, and it's a blessing that he see, like, and, you know, you did chemotherapy. You know, like, most people take chemotherapy. It's like a scary thing to them. So it's kind of, like, hurts you a little bit. But, you know, sometimes you have to, like, try to move with it. And he beat it. So I beat it. So we had, like, a big barbecue and stuff. My cousin, all over from out of town, my cousin Bobby and all them, they all came and stuff. It's like real nice and stuff for us. So it's good to see. So we decided to do, he did a song. And it's like a cancer survivor song. So he want to write something about the book. And I want to do something. So, but I've been good, you know, like my dad passed away. And, you know,
I
had like too much stress probably in Memphis. I feel like you in Memphis. It's like a drain or something, like just something to pull your skin or something. So when I'm here in my city in Milwaukee, I could breathe more better. I could open up. But when I'm in Memphis, so my mom moved back and stuff, whatever. But I feel like in my city right now, where I'm at now, I feel much better. I mean, Memphis is not a wrap for me.
Yeah, and you got a story yourself because you beat cancer. So I'm glad you're still here with us. Now, I don't know the last time I've talked to you, but did you get my mom?
Yeah, I want to get on the radio. I be want to come on the radio sometime to bring some other stuff, but, you know, you know how you have your day.
Definitely.
And I apologize. I know you lost your mom and stuff. I'm just like people that lose people. You have, like, this anxiety thing. And when I learned it, I think the anxiety is mad at me because I think I kind of beat it a little bit. But, you know, like, the anxiety, it would attack you. And it make you want to have a heart. It's like it will fight you. It will put you in a drain. It will, like, demon you. Like, you want to, like, lose your mind. And stuff. It suffocates you. And then you be sitting down. You kind of frustrated. You know, like, sometimes you might have a bad day at work. And somebody pick on you. And then it will get to you. So the best thing, you can breathe in. Or to go out and say, oh, just, like, be around positive people. When you don't be around positive people, when they're angry, that's when they attack you. So I was cussing the body. I said, I'm going to fight you. You're not going to get to me. So when it's trying to get to me, I just shake my head and I just go wild at me. And so I'm going to beat you. And I feel like now
there you go.
I got it. Like, I learned it. So I know what to do. Like, if somebody has drama, I said, ooh, like negative people that bring some, just anything somebody brings to you. Oh, okay, whatever. I said, hey, you have a good day. And I never say, You want the popcorn? Or
Work,
if you work out, you know, and, you know, be around, like, good stuff, you know. So somebody call you and say, whoever on the radio, if somebody call y'all and say something like, you know, like, they say, how you doing? They say, oh, I seen Whitney Carter, or whatever. What's wrong with her? And what she say and say, well, what I'm not going to do, I don't know what's wrong with her or you, but have a good day and hang up. We don't need that.
Right.
It's too much stuff going on in this world. It really is. All that energy, like, nobody should be mad at nobody. Like, I feel like everybody should be people. It's like the demons coming out for real, because I feel like the city, anybody, your friend or whatever, never anything. I ran into the group people, Eggplant, you know, they sing that song like Pop, 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 you know, Eggplant, the rapper.
Eggplant,
you know,
I'm not familiar.
You know, Eggplant, Pop, 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 boop, boop, you know, they be shaking their booty and stuff. I didn't know who he was. He was here in Milwaukee. He seen me at the store. He said, ooh, you should be a red bone. You could be in my video. I said, well, first of all, I could be in your video, but I'm not going to be out popping my ass because I don't know who you is. He said, what you smoking?
Right.
I said, what you need smoke on is God. All them girls were in there at Walmart shaking their ass. They was all on the food. So I feel it's disgusting.
Yeah, you know,
and she
and, you know, it, you know, so it's like, you know, we no judgment here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, but there are some good women on the line. I don't know if you haven't met Pride and Joy. Pride and Joy, this is Angela. This is actually
Angel.
Harvey Scales' niece. Angel, Harvey Scales' niece. We were talking about him earlier today. He wrote Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor.
Yeah.
He wrote that song among many other songs.
Yeah.
So, yes, Pride and Joy, Pride and Joy. Yep. So you still alive?
Huh?
I think she's still there. Pride and Joy, you still there? ATL, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Pride and Joy, you there?
I believe Pride Joy might have jumped off. I don't know. I don't see many callers left. I think they might have jumped off.
Well, is Mike still there?
Mike, you're still there, aren't you? Mike?
It probably like a bad reception, so I don't know.
Well, I'm not on the board, so I don't know.
A lot of
but
callers have dropped
here.
Off. Yeah, I don't. I think Mike did come out. Mike is not in because I only see. Yeah, it's only us, Wolfgang. All dropped off.
Okay, is Wolfgang still there? Oh, he dropped off too.
Yeah, Wolfgang's right there.
No,
Wolfgang's
I'm right here.
Okay.
They listen.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad you're doing good. I'm glad your cousin beat the cancer. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you know the thing about him, he a band. He played band. And they just had a son, so he just like felt like it was so real. He said, cousin, you battled with three cancer. And I battled with three cancer, and nobody can beat that. I had leukemia, and I used my leukemia. My bone marrow cancer. I used my own bone marrow to save my own life. Then I had leukomonas on the left side of my face. Then after that,
uh-huh.
2 years later, I had it on the right side. And it's a scary thing, so I worry about my body. I worry about things. You know, I could have been limping, you know, racing and stuff. No, running and stuff. I used to run track and stuff. But I'm still here, so it's just like, you know, getting around people that, getting around people that they had. Like I met this lady one time, she lost both of her legs.
Mm-hmm.
And 'cause she used to jump a lot. You know, she do one of those things that people stick up, run, and she messed her leg up, but at the end of the day, she had stay leg. So I told her, like, just because you got stay leg, nobody should take that from you. You're still beautiful. You know? So.
Right.
So that's what it is. But you've been good so far?
I've been hanging in. Been hanging in there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad both of y'all, you and Louis, y'all all been good, so that's good.
Appreciate you.
Not saying you and Louis and everybody been good. Stay positive and be good. Stay positive and be good. And be good. It's gonna get cold here in Milwaukee, man. Ooh, I think we need a jacket. I know I feel that energy.
Oh boy. Yeah, it's your boy DJ ATLF Stops here live on the Six Sides Radio Network. Man, we got 2 minutes left, Six. You wanna close the show? I wanna keep pushing. But I wanted to ask Mike that question, but he jumped off. What I was trying to ask the question was, and I thought this was very important. I wanted him to know what did him and Marvin Gaye's sister thought that the rebranding Marvin Gaye like that was to introduce him to a newer market, a newer generation that does not know nothing about him. See, they hear his songs, but they don't know much about Marvin Gaye. They don't know about the times and the stuff of Tammy Terrell. So I thought that was, this here would open up by
Mr. London
joining the song. Right. All right. I tell you what, we're going to play some music. I'm trying to drive, and we're going to play some music.
What song I want to play?
Back at you, name of the joint is called West Coast Classic. D3 the Rockstar featuring Warren G, Badass, and Butch Cassidy, produced by Warren G.
I keep my ear to the streets, even though I had to move away from the madness. Back in Long
Beach,
growing up, I never had shit. My nigga Nate Dogg been certified classic bastard. And still I'm a ladies man, but my fakest friends can't comprehend that the music is they made for all of us. I stand tall, I'm a ball for us. More money, more arguments. G-Funk like the parliament. Real talk, no marketing. I'm still here where them niggas go. Late nights in the studio, but you don't hear me though. Popping them peas, I've been talking that pimp talking. Learned how to fly before Snoop could see walk. This is something for the masses. Worldwide, overseas, continue to make classics.
I'm a product of that classic 213. Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, and Warren G. Because this DJ, BD3 with badass low lives in the DPG. Broadcasting live from the LBC. I'm the hottest in the streets, what they telling me. I'm like, I know. Mama, I made it. I'm going down in history as one of the greatest.
Yeah. My year.
Big Fave, I know a lot of them hate it, but I can care less because I'm God's favorite. I'm like lights in Las Vegas shining bright. And this year I'm blowing up like dynamite. It's a boxing fight, my punchline's right. D3 winning like Pippin behind the mic. Hear ye, hear ye, hear me speaking. This something for the masses.
On this classic beat.
Hey.
Here we go again with this time of music. I miss you, Nate. I love you, Warren G.
Yeah, I see it clearly like brand new glasses. Damn, I got a real legacy to look after. Long Beach Street taught me lessons like classes. It's only right that I puff past it. Now D3 got the torch for the new era. We did it big, we got them right, they gon' do better. Jiggy Jeezy, Weezy on the beat. Badass and God's favorite with them bringing the heat. Like we came to rob a bank, we just came to deposit cheese and buy everybody something to eat. Bon appetit. We passing out big ass brooms to clean the streets. You like us and we love the beach. It's just sweet. Feel good to see the hood at peace. All the old heads fucking with the young ass G's. Cause Big Sal helped me so I could reach my dreams. He said, bad, what's eating? We can't feed our team. Say great, baby.
Yeah, we got a passion, no one like a blind and kind of passion. Yeah, D-Funk is back for show. Coming right back at you, bastards. Oh, we're about to ball. Giving all we got and we need to ball. West Coast got the real flow. You know, I know.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm about to end the show. I'm finna end it right now. It's your boy, ATLM Styles here, getting ready to get up out of here. Six Eyes already broken sound. Let us know we out. Definitely, y'all make sure y'all check us next week. We got a lot of Grand Prix shows to come on in on this network, on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So we are out. Y'all take care. Y'all have a safe week and have a glorious week. Remember one thing first, always, always, always be blessed and give blessings back. All right, and we are out.